Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, so we have six more weeks of winter, but he's only 39% accurate, so take it for what it is. In the news this morning, overnight prices were March corn up 4 cents at 685, March wheat up 4 1/4 cents at 764, March beans up a dime at 1530 1/4. We didn't see any flash sales again here today. The weekly sales were 168 combined for the wheat. That was 136 old and 32 new, well below what they were looking for. The corn was a big number, 159 for old crop, 192 for new crop. China took over 300,000 metric tons, Mexico over 300,000 metric tons, and Colombia 200,000. Unknown bought 400,000. The beans were low, 736 old crop, 192 new crop. China bought about 782, but unknown switched. They dropped unknown 523,000 metric tons. They may have put that into the corn. Wheat's been a little bit higher as the Ukrainians apparently aren't selling much wheat out here. The Russians are doing whatever selling that they can. Egypt canceled the corn tender from yesterday, so no business there. The USDA crush was 187.4 million bushels. They were looking for 188. Last December, it was 192, so down almost 4.6 million from a year ago. The silver is very strong. It's been up over a dollar right now. It's up 97 cents an ounce. Gold's up 18. Crude oil looks to be just a little bit lower. The Dow Jones up about 30. Dollar's up 11. Not much here. The wheat, I can believe it's going to continue to rally against the corn despite these poor exports out here. The weather still is dry in Oklahoma, southern Kansas. The heat and dryness is coming back into Argentina next week, so that could give a boost here to the soybean market. And, overall, I really haven't changed my mind. We see Brazil really selling an awful lot of beans out here. When they get their harvest in full swing, they're going to sell a lot more. I think the U.S. gets pushed to the back burner as the Brazilian prices are, some 80 cents under U.S. prices. So that's about all I see out here. Looking to sell rallies and new crop out here. Might get a chance here today. We'll see. But overall, I still think this is an opportunity with big Brazilian crops coming to sell more grain on the rallies. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.